Fixing Social Security gets more attention in Washington, but will another attempt wither away on the vine like all the rest? Hello and thanks for joining us for this week's Fastest 4 Minutes in Finance. I'm Scott Inman. Well, one of the most common questions we get in a client meeting room when we talk about Social Security is, will it even be there for me? Well, the simple answer is yes. Social Security is required by law to provide benefits to eligible Americans. The unknown part of Social Security's future is really what will be different about it. The system requires some change to be able to continue to provide those benefits. Lawmakers bring ideas to the table every year, and the latest is a bill called the You Earned It, You Keep It Act. Democratic Representative Angie Craig of Minnesota introduced the legislation that would eliminate federal taxes on Social Security. That may be a surprise to find out that, yes, your Social Security benefits will likely be partially taxed. It wasn't always that way. From the 1930s to 1984, Social Security benefits were excluded from federal income tax. That changed with the passage of a new law in 1983. So it's not a radical idea to eliminate federal taxation of Social Security benefits, and it would obviously help seniors keep more of their retirement income. To pay for the loss of tax revenue, Craig's bill proposes phasing out the cap on the amount of employment income that is subject to the Social Security tax. Right now, only the first $168,000 that a worker makes in a year is taxed. That amount is indexed for inflation and does go up every year, but the new bill would raise that even higher. Right now, projections are that with our current law, the Social Security Administration will run out of its reserves in 10 years, which would force about a 20% reduction in benefits. Congresswoman Craig claims her bill would extend that projection to 2054, in essence adding 20 years of solvency to the program. This bill certainly looks like a step in the right direction, but it is not a permanent solution. When Social Security was created in the 1930s, the promise made was a retirement benefit for workers when they reach age 65. Back then, the average life expectancy was 62. Today, life expectancy far exceeds retirement age, and the program has been expanded to cover spouses and children. A more permanent solution to keep the program solvent will have to pull more levers than this bill does. Options on the table are to raise the Social Security tax percentage, raise the retirement age for eligibility, and/or add a means test to eligibility, meaning higher net worth individuals may not receive a full benefit or a benefit at all. Bottom line, though, Social Security will be there in some form, and lawmakers will likely make the changes necessary to keep it running at full strength eventually. For us individually, we must control what we can control. Social Security is a huge foundational income source and is vital to be included in your plan for retirement, but it should never be counted on to be all of your retirement income. Saving for retirement and having a plan to turn your savings into income helps you take control. Thanks for listening.
You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and GenWealth Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.